This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coming up on today's show of Living Large Radio, how to identify the retirement planning concerns that matter most, tips to help you along the path on your retirement road trip, and questions to be asked and answered before you drive off into the sunset. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income,
then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
A lot to worry about in the economy, a lot of challenges there, and we all have skin in the game. That's how we're opening up the show. It's Living Large Radio. Mark Henry is the founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. His book is Uncommon Sense Retirement, and you can catch him on Fox, NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, as well as on the radio. Mark, we have an economic landscape that is certainly challenging, and we do all have skin in this game.
No question about it. You know, when you think about that topic that we all have skipped in this game, there is no question about that answer. So in a Fidelity study that was recently done, this retirement study, it said over half, 54% of Gen Xers and baby boomer respondents exposed concerns about the high cost of living. Well, let me tell you something, Dave, I didn't need a Fidelity study to tell me people are concerned about the high cost of living. No. How about you? Not no. Picking on my partner Fidelity, because I love Fidelity. It's one of my biggest custodians.
Yeah, but we didn't
I'm
need
just
it.
Saying, I didn't need that. I think everybody listening right now goes, that's what we've got. But, you know, the question people want to know, Dave, is how did we get here?
That's it. Maria Bartiromo explored
her. Love her.
And this is actually on our show on Fox Business. She was exploring the path that she believes led to the financial crisis.
This is bad policy. You've had interest rates at zero for 15 years. When you have such low interest rates, people want returns. They search for yield, and they search for yield in sometimes risky places. So bad policy, rates too low for too long. And then not even a year, we see rates go from zero to 4.5%. I mean,
yeah, there we go. And Mark, you're also on Fox Business. What are your thoughts on her analysis?
Well, no question about it. She's spot on, as she always is. And but this is what people know. We suppressed it and held them down way too long. And we can blame that on politics, whatever you want to talk about, the Fed. You know, well, they say, Mark, you know, it's not Washington because that's separate from the Fed. Give me a break. We all know the truth. Come on. And so, but the bottom line is we did this for way too long, and now we're paying the price for it.
Yeah. And the price we are paying, whether at the pump or in the grocery store, Fox News, Fox Business panelist David Asman weighed in on spending issues and the economic picture Americans are faced with.
The reason for inflation, it's not because of the corporations, as the president said the other day. It's not because of shrinkflation. Inflation is because the government is spending a lot more money than it has. We just got the figures of the past 4 months that we are in deficit. It's over $500 billion in just 4 months. You multiply that times three, you get an annual rate of a deficit of $1.6 trillion. So we are spending so much more money than we have.
And we can't do that at home, Mark.
No, you can't do that at home. You can't do that in Washington. But here's the thing people aren't really looking at. What happens when we do the right thing, raise rates? Well, when you're $33 trillion in debt, the interest on that $33 trillion goes up when you raise the rates. So yeah. Now we don't have the GDP in the United States. We're getting to a place where we won't even be able to pay the interest on the debt, let alone fund everything that needs to be funded.
Man, oh man. So, and I know that we all do feel this. We're feeling it. How do you think it's impacted retirement savings, and how can you help?
Americans everywhere, not just North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, across the United States, are finding themselves hitting roadblock after roadblock while trying to save for retirement, and they're completely off the track for their savings goals they set prior to the inflationary surge of 2022. Many Americans surveyed in a U.S. News and World Report 360 report found two issues prevented Americans from meeting their retirement saving goals. These two issues, inflation and recessionary fears. This is the truth. This is what's going on right now. We've got really, I think at least I could probably come up with 10 or 12, but let's talk about three big hurdles that are blocking the path to saving more for retirement right now in 24.
Mm-hmm.
And those three hurdles are the high cost from inflation, regardless of what they tell you it is on TV. We know the truth, and it's high. Consumer debt and lacking of emergency savings. You would not believe how many people, 45, 50 years old, that don't have an emergency savings.
Wow.
You know, in an America Saves 2024 report by Vanguard, 43% believe the economic conditions could worsen, with 82% saying they are worried about a future recession affecting their retirement plans and savings. And this sounds so doom and gloom right now. And I don't think you're going to help it right here when you talk about the former press secretary, are you?
No, Ari Fleischer, he weighed in on the reality of the financial pressures facing the average American.
The American people aren't feeling it. You know, if you went grocery shopping and it cost you $50 4 years ago, and then $60, and then $65, and then $68, you know, it's not that inflation rate is going down. It's that the price of what you're paying keeps going up. And that's what the American people know and feel every time they go to a store.
Yeah, and especially for those nearing retirement, it's kind of scary.
It's very scary, and this and so much more. But the reality is, it doesn't have to be scary. It's not going to help you to be scared of this. We have to address what's going on and figure out how we're going to make it, how we're going to get through it. And a critical error is becoming hyper-focused on the headlines, is the worry, the fear, concern. That's what sells tickets. And when I say sells tickets, what I really mean is that's what sells newspapers. Nobody reads them anymore, but they tune into the news.
Right.
The more they can push you to follow this narrative is the deeper you're going to get into this. And so the reality is this concern eclipses. And what really happens is when you really break it down, this is what true, real financial planning does. It helps you objectify and put in writing what all these things that we're talking about mean to you. The reality is that retirement decisions should never be dictated by a market performance, whatever Congress has elected this year or next year, an economic environment. Your overall focus of a financial situation has to be emotionless. And it's hard for people because this money they've saved, our real security, hopefully everybody listening knows, does not come from your finances. It comes from a higher place. But our financial security does come from all that work, all those years we saved, all those years we worked. And we should not be forced to solely focus on our overall financial situation based on the negative stuff that's coming out of the news. That stuff will drive you absolutely crazy. Right. It has to be focused on true financial planning with a written income plan that works for you and allows you to tune out some of that noise. Maybe not all of it, but we got to tune out enough of it so that we can actually enjoy this and complete this holistic picture and start on a journey toward a confident financial future. You know, and now's a good time, Dave. Why don't we open the phone lines right now?
Okay, let's do it.
You know, you've heard me say this before. Maybe you've heard it several times, been on the air many times. My message has never changed. You need a plan, and you need one done by a certified financial planner. In the Charlotte area, typically that's $3,000 to $5,000. We're a licensed fiduciary firm with licensed certified financial planners doing the certified financial plans, and we're willing to build you one, give you all the important data, and we're willing to do it for free. All you have to do is pick up the phone and be one of the lucky next 15 callers that call in and say, hey, I want to come in and I want just what Mark said I could have. I want a plan done by a CFP and I want it in writing and I don't want to pay for it. Well, there you go. All you have to do is have the confidence and the focus to get started on a confident financial future. And it all starts right now with a simple phone call.
And that is to 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805. You can call. Mark's made it where you can text as well. It's easy. Just the word wealth. Put wealth in the body of the text. That is to the same number, 800-501-9805. You know, there aren't a lot of worries, and we have our concerns. We all have our challenges in our financial lives. It really can help to see it in writing, to get that written plan. And that's what Mark is offering now. Next 15, no cost, no obligation. A comprehensive written plan available after a comprehensive review. 800-501-9805. 800-501-9805. You can call. You also can text. That would be the word wealth. And as Mark said, just ask for that written plan. I heard Mark say it. I want the written plan. I want to get on the schedule for this and at no cost, no obligation. One more time to call or text 800-501-9805. 800-501-9805. Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. Mark, what is next?
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, the retirement rule book has changed. Well, a famous retirement rule of thumb might pose a threat to your bottom line in retirement, completely unbeknownst to you. Here's how to neutralize that threat and a whole lot more, all coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Most of us are looking forward to the day we retire. We look forward to having more time to spend with our families, enjoying every day, and maybe even taking that dream vacation out on the open road. Don't let a lack of confidence in your plan turn your retirement dream into a nightmare. Discover tools and techniques of how to minimize risk, avoid overpaying in fees or commissions, and create tax-effective strategies within your retirement plan. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
I'll give you some ways you can catch Mark on TV. First off, you can subscribe to Living Large Television on YouTube. He's on the ABC, Fox, NBC, CBS affiliates, and on Fox Business Sundays at 2 with the Wealth Council. We're back into Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. We're going to touch on one, I'm doing air quotes here, rule of thumb in retirement. We're going to talk about the 4% rule.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Yeah. Does it still hold up? Did it ever hold up? We're going to get Mark's thoughts on this. I guess here's a good starting point, Mark. What is the 4% rule?
Well, it was introduced in 1994 by a financial advisor named William Bingen. And it was a pretty standard rollout. He theorized that retirees could safely spend 4% of their retirement savings in the first year of retirement. Following the first year, retirees could adjust according to inflation to determine how much withdrawal rate would be appropriate in the following years. But he found that most retirement portfolios lasted 30 years, with some going all the way 50 years or longer, as long as you stuck to the idea of spending 4%. And so let's say you saved $1 million for retirement. With the 4% rule, you could spend $40,000 a year. And then you adjust for inflation, and you'd never run out of money. Isn't that exciting? It's the easy button for retirement, Dave.
Yeah.
You didn't know there was. What's the easy button?
I did not know that. Wow. What are your thoughts on it? I mean, did it ever work, or is this the environment now that it can't work in?
Well, historically, when you look at how the rule was tested when he did it, he took a period from 1926 to 1976. It gave him a large set of data to work with through his hypothesis. And he found that all things considered, plugging in some variables based on historical averages, 10.3% return for stocks, 5.2% return on bonds, he would plug that into the equation, and this is how he got his results. So the reality is, I don't want to give away the whole story. We've got a long episode ahead of us here. But here's the bottom line. He's on record stating it doesn't work.
He backtracked on it.
Because it doesn't work. But it did work. Going back testing, but think about the world. Let's forget all this. We got plenty we can talk about on this. But let's look at the period of life between 1926 and 1976.
Wow.
Was there cell phones or mini computers in everybody's hand? In fact, 1976, we had just went to the moon, you know, a few years earlier, and the cell phone that you currently have in your back pocket, Dave, has 100 times the computing power in your pocket that they had on a spaceship.
Isn't that amazing?
It's unbelievable.
It's true.
It's unbelievable. The world is completely different. So he's using the rule based on a 50-year period from 26 to 76, that is, the world is completely different today. So while it most likely would have worked between 26 and 76, it absolutely has no bearing on today, because now we live in a world where China can sneeze and it affected your portfolio before the sneeze hit the air.
Does it also, is it apples and oranges too, based on the fact that pensions were more prevalent then in the private sector?
It's 100% apples and pears. I mean, I don't even think oranges would be a good answer, because the reality is most people from 26 to 76 worked at one company for 20, 25, 30 years.
Right.
How about this? They worked at Sears. I remember my grandfather, he would have walked in my office. I got this big table in one of the conference rooms. It's an amazing piece of furniture done by a local vendor here in Charlotte. I could have seen my old grandfather. What an amazing man. Lived to be over 100. Yeah, he died in the mid-70s, but, you know, he was 100 years old, which means he started in the 1860s. Wow. And what he saw, man on the moon, World War I, World War II, Vietnam. He saw all that and lived a complete full life. But he would have hit that table with his big strapping man, hard worker. He would have busted that table in his hand and said, boy, he always called me boy. That table solid as Sears right there. Because the world he grew up in.
Right.
You got the big Sears catalog. Sears was never going to go away.
Right.
But Dave, you have people you know right now, youngsters and my children and other people, that would say, well, Amazon is like Sears. They're never going anywhere. It doesn't work that way. The world changes.
That's right.
And so, could it have worked? Yeah, back then people had pensions. You got your Social Security, you got 65% of your pay, 75% from your pension. You threw some money in a CD, you took 4% out of the CD or, you know, the little portfolio you had. Yeah, you're living large. But that's now, not how it works today. Who's got that stuff?
We have to create our own pension.
We have to create our own pension, and people don't know how to do it. It's why Alloy Wealth exists, because it's one of the first things we discuss. People come here from the big box retailers all over the country. Just took on a new client moving here from California. She referred to us. Fabulous individual. But in her entire portfolio management, nobody ever addressed a written income plan. How in the world are you going to do life when you quit working without a plan for income? Not a plan that says, oh, I'll just go to my portfolio and pull some money out. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about income that sustains life for you. Maybe it doesn't take you to Europe twice a year, but it darn sure gets you down to Myrtle Beach, at least South Myrtle, if nothing else, you know, hopefully north. But like a plan that every month, you know, this much money arrives in your paycheck after, and I said paycheck because you're paying yourself, after taxation, adjusted for inflation, and it will come till the day you or your wife pass away, the last person in the relationship, and you know it's enough money to do life. Once you solve the income plan, now everything else becomes kind of cool. But this idea that you can have a 4% withdrawal rate and never run out of money is absolutely ridiculous. It's been tested, it's been practiced, and it simply doesn't work. And how about this? We're going to base on an average return of 10.3%. Don't even get me started. Now, this was a brilliant guy, I'm told. I've never met him, don't know him. But let me be real clear. Run when you start talking about average rates of return. Think about this. You got $1 million in the portfolio. And you've got this fund that he's using that said it averages 10.3. Okay, let's just call it 10%. Well, you've got this mutual fund for 20 years. It's averaged 10% returns. And you've looked at your spending plan and you say, I only need 6% withdrawals. Mm-hmm. I'm making 10, I'm spending 6. How's that going to work out? Should be perfect. I don't even need a Mark Henry or an Alloy Wealth because I'm making 10% over the last 20 years. It averages 10%. I'm making 6%. I will never run out of money. I'm firing everybody. I'm doing it myself. Okay. First year you do it, you don't even take the 60,000 out because you're not retired yet. Mm-hmm. But that 10% average return portfolio has a horrible year. It's like 08, and the mutual fund goes down 50%. And you're kind of panicked, but guess what? You get through it, the next year it goes up 50%. So your first year went down 50, your second year you went up 50. They call that an average return. And when I say they, that is Wall Street. They're allowed to tell you the average return on that was zero. Your third year it goes up 30%. So think about that. Down 50, up 50, that's zero. Third year it goes up 30%. Now you've been in it 3 years, and what are you averaging, Dave? 10%.
But first two years were zero.
The third year was 30. Hold on. Third year was 30. You're averaging 10%. You're going to be just fine. That's what your advisor tells you. You're going to be fine, Mr. Perkins. You're doing great. I told you it would average 10%. Now let's do something I like to call real math. Not that new math. Not picking on teachers. My daughter's one. Not Wall Street math. Let's call it that. Not Wall Street math. Mm-hmm. Forget this idea of average returns. You had $1 million. What happened your first year, Dave? You lost half of it. How much do you have?
Well, 500,000.
Okay, what happened your second year? You made 50%. How much do you have?
I don't have a million.
No, you got 750.
Yeah.
500,000 made 250. You got 750. Your third year made 30%, and you're not at $1 million, and you haven't even taken a withdrawal. Now, what if you'd pulled 150 out each year? 50,000 out each year for 150 total over the 3 years.
You're not even
close to what you started with. But you're being told by Wall Street you're averaging a 10% rate of return. This was the entire problem with the entire 4% rule because it was based on an average return, and average returns is false math. It really does not work. You have to look at sequence of returns if you really want to know how it's going to work out for you. And this is where so many people get it wrong. I can get on my soapbox and go on for this forever. Right now, we got to open the phone lines, Dave.
All right, they're open.
We'll take the next 15 callers. You know you need this. Maybe you don't want to break up with your brother-in-law that's managing your money. Maybe you're doing it yourself. Good for you. But you still need a plan done by a certified financial planner. Now's your chance to get it. You pick up the phone. You give us a call. You'll sit down with a licensed fiduciary advisor, whether it's Greenville, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, Lake Norman, the Mint Hill office, Myrtle Beach, wherever, Ballantyne office, all of them. We'll sit down, we'll build you a plan, and we'll do it absolutely free, and it's done by a certified financial planner. Pick up the phone, get started on a confident financial future right now.
And that would be to 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805 for this written financial plan. And you can text as well, WEALTH, to 800-501-9805. Mark, what is coming up?
Coming up on Living Large Radio, questions are important to keep in mind throughout the entire retirement planning journey. It's not a one and done. Coming up, we have 8 questions for you to ask and have answered so you can secure the retirement you deserve, a confident financial future. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
Back with Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, founder, CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. And Mark, this is a growing firm. Offices in Charlotte. There are 3 locations in Charlotte. Also Greenville, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, and next year in Nashville and in Hilton Head. And Mark, I got to tell you, I knew you were on fire last segment. And I knew that that 4% rule is going to get you fired up. But you really did an excellent job opening our eyes to what average return is, you know, when they give you the smoke and mirrors on that.
Dave, the stuff I see is unbelievable. And when I say these things, sometimes I spoke at a seminar recently about this, but you know, I'm not bashing the big box firms. They're fabulous. I hire from them. I get great young advisors from, I steal their best as I continue to grow this practice. But they exist for the people between the ages of 25 and maybe 40. At some point, hopefully you've saved enough money to where you can leave a firm like that and move to a fee-based firm, not a commission-based firm. Move to a firm that has a Medicare department, because you're eventually going to turn 65 and you're going to have to take Medicare. Okay. Move to a firm that has lawyers that are flat fee attorneys inside the firm that can help you with your estate planning questions without having to drive all over town to get them answered. Move to a firm that does advanced tax planning. You've already got somebody who prepares your darn taxes. That is not what we do. We look in the front windshield, the windshield of the car, not the rear view mirror. And we tell you about taxes in the future. And we have an enrolled agent with the IRS in our firm, able to represent our clients in all 50 states in front of the IRS. These are the things you need. How about a firm that can handle a Medicare, the claims? How about a firm that can handle Medicaid, longevity care, all that in one place? So it's not that these other firms we talk about are bad. They exist for a reason. You're 25, you don't have any money, you got to find somebody to work with, go to them. Mm-hmm. But eventually save enough, work hard, and get the heck out and find the kind of firm that you need. So when we talk about these questions, and this first one is about that average return kind of thing, we have to really look at this with great detail, don't we?
Yeah, and I was wondering, how is it different if someone were to ask you, what is my average annual rate for the past 1, 3, 5 years? What can we glean from that? And is that the same as what you were talking about earlier?
Well, it is the same, but how I really look at it is this. People come in all the time and they'll say, Mark, you know, I love my person I'm working with. I've got my cousin manage my money. He's done a great job for me. Look at this return I got last year, whatever year it might be. Maybe it wasn't last year. Maybe it was. Last year was a good year. But they'll throw down some big return and they'll go, what do you think about this? And I go, I don't know. And they'll go, no, seriously, look at the number. Look how much I made. I go, I don't know. And it almost makes them mad. I don't do it to make them mad, but right. I am having fun. But like, and they're looking at me like, well, you can't say that's a good or bad return? Absolutely not. Well, this is unbelievable. I heard you were good at this. What is wrong? Here's the problem. We've been coached into believing that a higher number is better.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not disagreeing. I want to make all the money I can. But Dave, I can never answer the question about how your return was until I dissect the portfolio and can tell you, specifically with an exact number how much risk you took to take it. We could measure that with alpha, beta, with standard deviation, whatever, all of them. I like them all because I'm a nerd, but we'll simplify it. Mm-hmm. But how do I tell you that your 14% return, 26%, 50%, whatever it was good until I know how much risk you took to earn it? You see, risk is absolutely okay as long as you're willing to take it. However, I can tell the difference between a good to bad portfolio based on, yes, this is a great number, but you took way too much risk to earn it. Oh, now I don't like it anymore. Or you might say, well, Mark, I only made 4%. I'm not happy with that. But it had zero risk. Well, be happy with that. Now, it may not be what you want, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But a portfolio that had an extremely low risk, let's not say zero, but an extremely low list with a risk with a 5% return, a 4.5% might be perfect for someone. And it might actually be a well-built portfolio. It just not it might not be a well-built portfolio for Dave.
Right.
Based on what he wants. So you cannot look at rates of return without understanding how much risk you took to earn it.
That's it. So that actually is determining then the appropriate benchmark for your particular portfolio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you do it. You have to take a look. And again, people get so tied up. And part of this is Wall Street, too. Wall Street's tried to convince you. You just put all your money in the Wall Street money machine. And when you make a lot of money that year, you did great. And when you lose money, well, it'll come back. You're fine. Paper you're laws. Fine. That's not okay. It is simply not okay. I think about somebody who was in our office recently, very happy with their current firm until they realized they were 64 years old and they had the potential for a 43% drawdown based on statistical facts, which means their $1.2 million money could have turned into about half of that, and they want to retire in the next 6 to 8 months. While it's a good portfolio when they were 35, it wasn't a good portfolio for them today.
I feel like I was sitting on a bomb.
Right, and that's exactly how they felt, and they had no idea.
Wow.
Go ahead.
It's always fascinating to me how the risk does need to change as you go through life. And let's say you're 5-10 years away from retirement.
Yeah, well, no question. Again, it's not Mark Henry's money. I know exactly what I want to do with my money. Dave, you probably have an extremely good idea what you want to do with your money. I do not know what the person listening to me wants to do with theirs. It's their money. But I can tell you this, when you look at this idea, you want to try to have a plan that hopefully equals a benchmark, maybe beats a benchmark. You want to take the amount of risk that you're willing to take, no more. And you want to make sure the reward you receive for the risk you've decided to take absolutely is appropriate for you. That's the whole key here.
Yeah, it is.
And guess who decides if it's appropriate? You do.
Right.
I just lay it out on a computer screen and give it to you in writing and say, this is what it is. You decide if you like it or not. If you don't, I'll show you how to change it.
I know one thing. I'd want to change it quickly of that case you just described where any day they could drop almost 50%.
Correct. And they did want to change it, and they did change it. And they became clients, and actually their probability of success went way up by doing one thing, lowering the amount of risk. They had already made enough money to have a good retirement. Now they want to continue to grow it, as anybody would, but they don't want to take near the risk they took when they were trying to make it, when they were trying to get the portfolio. And that makes perfect sense to me. And somebody listening go, well, that's not who I am. Well, great. I'm not going to try to change you. We can build a plan that works for you. But you get to decide what you want to do with your money, not us. I just need to point it out to you so you clearly understand it. And this one here, Dave, about fees, this is one of the biggest surprises I get.
I bet.
So many people have no idea what they're paying. I think about a portfolio I just got done looking at. I remember the shock the people saw when they looked at all these holdings but had no idea they had paid a 5.5% sales load when they bought it and were paying 1.4% each year internal load inside expense ratio inside the portfolio. So all of a sudden they started looking at these different ones, and then they're also paying a fee that they saw on their statement going, we had no idea. And I got to believe that conversation would have been had. Well, hey, Dave, don't you have something else that isn't going to cost me a 5.5% upfront commission? I mean, that thing looks like it might do pretty good, but you got something that might be a tad bit cheaper? Yeah, and imagine exactly. The shock when they saw that their portfolio was not even keeping up with a benchmark that they could have done for themselves.
Wow.
I mean, if you're going to pay all those fees, you ought to at least get something for it, right?
You would think,
listen,
other than surprise.
I don't mind paying the fees. If somebody charges me an exorbitant amount of money, but because of that money, it takes me to a place that I really want to go. Mm-hmm. And somebody else says, Mark, I'll do it for free. Now you're going to go broke in 6 months, but which one are you choosing? I don't mind paying for good service, but I think I ought to know about it. I think I ought to understand it. I think I ought to be able to visually see it, and I should know it before I pay for it.
Right.
We got to go to commercial break. Before we do, open these phone lines.
All right,
let's take the next 15 callers, and I'm fired up today, but I want you to be fired up about getting a plan done. Get one done by a certified financial planner. Get a clear outlook on where you're heading. It doesn't mean you have to break up with anybody. We're not inviting you to join us. We're inviting you to come in, sit down with a licensed fiduciary, get a plan. Now, good news, you may decide you want to work with us. And better news, we might decide we want to work with you, and that'd be fabulous. But if we don't, it's no harm, no foul, because you're going to receive exactly what we promised you you're going to get, which is a written plan done by a certified financial planner, a $3,000 to $5,000 value, and you're going to get it absolutely complimentary, or another word for that is free, with no obligation of any kind, if you'll simply do this for me right now. Pick up the phone, give us a call.
And that's to 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805, or text WEALTH to 800-501-9805. As Mark said, either way, you're going to still have that written financial plan. 800-501-9805. Mark, what's next?
Coming up next is, of course, a viewer's favorite, listener favorite. We're going to do viewer's questions, listener questions that have been texted in, called in, and we're going to have all that and a whole lot more. So stay tuned on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. We pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, we will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Our friendly staff will make you feel comfortable the moment you walk in the door. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management, 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Living Large Radio, Mark Henry, founder, CEO of the firm, and a great firm and a growing firm. It is Alloy Wealth Management. Mark, I want to mention again, Fox Business national show. He's on. It's called The Wealth Council. You can catch that Sunday afternoons at 2 on Fox Business. Well, we have listener questions here to close out the show. Here's our first one for you, Mark Singh. I'm 55 with $600,000 saved for retirement. Is it possible to retire at 63, claim Social Security, and live off $6,000 a month for the rest of my life?
Well, first off, thank you for the call, and congratulations on saving $600,000. So I can't answer that on the air right now. I'd like to. And you go, why can't you? You got secrets? No, there's no secrets. Think about this. Is that $600,000 in a savings account that you've already paid all the taxes on and it's all your money? Or do you need to share some of that money with somebody else? Or how's your health? How long are we proposing that you might live? Is people in your family live a very long time? Do I have to run this plan to 100? Do I need to run it to 90? Mm-hmm. What's inflation going to look like? Let's talk about a lot of things. So is it possible? That's what planning is for. I'm not going to tell you it's not possible, but I'm not going to tell you it is. There's too many questions that are unanswered here. And what I would tell you is you need to pick up the phone, give us a call, let us build a plan for you. It doesn't mean you're going to work with us, but it does mean you'll get a written plan and we can show you. If you're heading toward the retirement of your dreams, let's find out right now. And if you're not, while you still have time to improve it, let's fix it. What else you got for us, Dave?
Well, here's someone that obviously you can clear up some confusion they have over RMDs. They're saying, I'm 60, hoped to retire when I turn 62. Would that mean that I'll have to take RMDs at 62, or would I still have to wait until I'm 73?
Obviously, there's some confusion here. This is where we put everything down in writing. But no, turning 62 and taking Social Security or whatever you plan on doing at that time, you do not have to take an RMD. But that's kind of like what we talked about earlier. Don't know if you were listening, but we talked about the option one. What was that? Do nothing. Continue to defer. She could continue to defer all that money and wait until she's 72 or 73. And for her at 60, it'll be 73. But by then, it really will most likely be 75. So she could continue to defer and never take it until and pay an unknown tax rate in the future. Bottom line is she can file for benefits to bridge the gap if that's what she's thinking about doing or something, but we need to put an income plan together because by delaying Social Security, she'd get way more money or he would get way more money, whoever we're talking to here. So either way, we have to put a plan together because if we delay, we get more, but if we get it now, we don't have to take as much out of our savings account or our 401 or whatever. There's a lot of work to be done on this one, but the short answer is no, you do not have to start RMDs until the age that you're required to.
And if you'd like to come in and let them dig a little deeper, you can schedule with the team. You listening now can schedule that review for yourself. 800-501-9805. 800-501-9805. Next person says, I'm approaching 75. Would an annuity be a good option for me given the interest rates right now? And thanks for changing my mind on the matter. Wish I considered annuity sooner in my life, but I did feel it was worth asking.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great question. I don't know. I don't know what other monies you have. Look at the annuity, word annuities gets people so upset, and it shouldn't because they're amazing. It literally, last year, more money flowed into fixed index annuities than any time ever in the existence of them. There's a reason people are taking advantage of them. They have changed. They're not what our grandparents saw. They're not what our parents saw. They're not what I saw in this industry 10 years ago. They don't even look the same. They have revolutionized and they're totally different. That does not mean I'm endorsing anything. I am absolutely not. Everyone has to be looked at through a fine-tooth comb with a fiduciary doing it the right way. However, there are some amazing tools, but that's all they are is a tool. Whether this person at 75 needs that tool or not, I don't know because I don't know what he wants it for. What is he trying to do? Yes, we call it refinancing your retirement right now. People are taking advantage of it. They're taking older annuities, 3 years old, 5 years old, 8 years old, exchanging them for newer annuities that have more features, better crediting strategies, better fixed interest rates, better everything. And that can be done. It can be done the right way, but not always. Many times we have to look at it and say, no, this is not a good idea. Don't do this and give people the right education. So could it be a good idea? Have no idea. It was something we'd have to sit down and look at it individual to see if it's right for him.
AlloyWealth.com is the website for Alloy Wealth Management. That's another way to reach out and schedule with the team. But also, if you have a question, if you click contact tab at Alloy Wealth, you can say, hey, ask this one on the show. Have Mark answer this one. Here's our next one. I lost my job recently at 61 years old. While I'm worried about retirement still and intend to run to the workforce, return to the workforce as soon as possible, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit concerned. What do I do with my 401k now that I'm no longer with the company?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is nothing. You say, what? He can roll it over, Mark. He can put it in an IRA. He can manage it himself. He can do all that. I would encourage caution before you do anything. I would tell you to pick up the phone, give us a call, and let us build a retirement plan. Let's look at what you've saved. Let's look at your debt levels. Let's look at how much income you're going to need while you're searching for a job. And let's start making the best use of what you have and put it in a written plan done by a certified financial planner. And then when the time comes, you can talk about rolling your 401k over to an IRA. It can be self-managed. You can allow somebody else to manage it. You can find a firm of your dreams to work with. But I would tell you to use caution and be careful and go slowly. You're going through a very traumatic experience, one that you may not have. I don't know how long you were on your job, but at 61, you might have been on it 30 years. You may not have looked for a job in 20 years, 15 years, 35 years. I don't know. But I will tell you, it's a lot hitting you at one time. And we need to go slowly, and we're the firm that will do that for you. We'll sit down and go slow and answer your questions. And you don't need to make a bad time to make decisions is when you get hit in the face with a lot of stuff. So we want to move slowly. So there you go, Dave. You know, now's a perfect time. Let's open the phone lines. Let's let callers call in and get an appointment. And remember, all you're doing is calling in to get an appointment to come in to sit down with a licensed fiduciary and get a plan built by a certified financial planner. And you're not going to pay for it. That's all you're doing. It's no obligations of any kind. You just pick up the darn phone, give us a call, and let's get this done. And of course, you can also text, and Dave will give you a text code to use. But at the end of the day, it's time to get busy and get started on a confident financial future. You've heard me say it before. You know you need it. You know you want it. Well, it's time to claim it. Pick up the phone and let's do it this week. Don't procrastinate anymore. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now.
Claim your comprehensive review. Call 800-501-9805. And as Mark said, you can text too. And that's simply the word wealth. 800-501-9805. 800-501-9805. No cost, no obligation. If you go ahead and call in now and claim yours, get on the schedule, get that written financial review. Again, the number 800-501-9805. As always, Mark, you're getting out great information.
Dave, absolutely want to thank you again for another, at least to me, amazing episode of Living Large Radio. I appreciate all the hard work you do. And to all the listeners, I hope you found it amazing. I hope you found the information useful and helpful, because that's how I intend it each and every week on Living Large Radio. And of course, I want to put a cheap plug in for my first nationally broadcasted television show. So thankful for Fox picking us up and putting us on the Wealth Council. What an amazing show. Sundays at 2. Please tune in, because maybe they'll give me a better time slot than Sundays at 2, but at least it's after church. And love doing that show, getting a lot of knowledge and information out there. Of course, our YouTube channel continues to grow. We just crested 30,000 subscribers on Living Large Retirement with Mark Henry. And I always try to end with a bit of good news, and I've got a good one today. You know, I try to always talk about the officers in blue, the military, and others, but today we're going for the people in red, the firefighters of our country, because man, do they deserve it. I can tell you, if your house is on fire, you want them to show up, you want them to be brave, and you want them to take care of business. Well, there's an absolute dramatic footage you can see from downtown Louisville last week, showed a semi-tractor trailer dangling over the water after nearly plummeting off the Clark Memorial Bridge, and firefighters arrived on the scene within 3 minutes and devised a plan to rescue the driver who was trapped inside. And understanding this thing, if he'd have fallen, it is hanging over the side. It's the craziest footage you've ever seen. But they risked life and limb to get him out of the cab of this truck, and it would have been sure death had he fallen. And this is, it's just, what they put their lives on the line for us. And you know what they get paid, Dave, and people listening just like I do. I think this week, I know I'm going to make it a point to go out and stop at a fire office and just, you know, take them some donuts. Maybe that's the police, whatever. But I'm going to do something to thank them for what they do, because they work so hard. They're so brave. And we need to reach out and shake a firefighter's hand, male, female, whatever, and tell them thank you for being the brave people they are. With all that said, I hope you'll tune in next week for what's hopefully another amazing episode of Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio.